Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my first edition of my 2017 Melbourne International Film Festival audio reviews. Yep, guys, it's that time of the year once again. The Melbourne International Film Festival is upon us, and as I've done in previous years, I will be doing reviews for all the films that I'm seeing at the festival. And for this year, I usually kind of go back and forth whether I do audio reviews or video reviews, so like I did last year, I decided for this year I'll be doing audio reviews because I have so many films I'm checking out at the festival this year, so I figured that would probably be a better way to kind of review them and sort of get them out online so you guys can listen to them. So this year I'll be checking out 45 films, so I have a lot to cover, and I'll be posting them all online as soon as I can over the next couple weeks, hopefully while the festival's still running. So let's get right into it. And for this very first edition, I will be reviewing Naomi Kawase's latest film, Radiance, and as well as, and I'm probably going to butcher this director's name, so forgive me, Luca Guadagnino. Luca Guadagnino's latest film, Call Me By Your Name. So let's get right into it. Now, first up is Radiance, which happens to be the very first film I saw at the festival this year. And the plot summary for this film, which I will be reading off the MIFF program, is as follows. Masako writes voiceovers for vision-impaired film viewers, attempting to conjure the complexity of cinematic images through description alone. Presenting her latest work to a panel, she is confronted by Masawa, a renowned but now partially cited photographer, who condemns her writing as overly subjective. Despite these volatile beginnings, an unlikely relationship begins to flower, and Masako and Masaya, are drawn together by their love of images and shared experience of loss. Now, I have to start off at the very beginning is that I've heard of Naomi Kawase's as a director for a while now. A couple of films have played in the festival in the past, but I never got a chance to go check them out. So this is my very first exposure to her as a filmmaker. And I have to say, I really like this film a lot. And I'm actually kind of surprised that this film actually got quite a mixed response when it premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. I found this film such a beautifully crafted, beautifully well acted, and nicely directed film that I just found just so riveting throughout, and what I really loved the most about the film were, of course, the two main performances at the center of it, which are in the role of Masaya, who in the film is played by and I'm probably going to butcher both their names, so forgive me, Masatoshi Nagase, and in the role of Misako, Yoyami Misaki, are just both just terrific in the film. I really liked their performances a lot, and I thought they brought so much depth to their roles. But they're both given really compelling characters to work with. And another thing that I really liked that the film shows their relationship during the course of the film as being these kind of, as this sort of awkward beginning between the two, but as the film goes along, we kind of get to know more about them as people and realize how much they actually have a lot in common. And the fact that they both are experiencing their own loss in their own way. With Masako having lost her father a few years prior, and as well as Masaya losing his eyesight. So they kind of, just seeing their sort of relationship and their sort of progress in the film, I just found just really compelling. And it was just beautifully done. It's beautifully well written, just well directed by Naomi Kawase, who I just did a really good job. And one thing I really liked about the film is that it actually showed an occupation that I'd never actually had seen done in a film before, which of course is audio description writing. If a lot of people who don't know, like if you watch like a DVD or Blu-ray, usually there's a function on the audio section that has sort of audio for hearing impaired people, and I've heard of quite a few over the years, and I just really liked how descriptive they are and how they describe everything that's going on screen. Not, And not just in the terms of, like, visually what's happening in the scene, but also, like, the way they describe the performances as well. And I'd never seen that done in a film before, so it was really interesting to me as a viewer kind of getting to see that for the first time. I don't know how exactly accurate it is, but I thought the film did a really good job at least exploring that and doing it in a way that was a major part of the plot, and I just thought it was really well done. I thought it was a really beautifully made film, and Radiance definitely was a very strong start for me, at least, for MIFF 2017. So if I had to give this film a rating, I give it a solid 4 stars. I really enjoyed this one a lot. Now, on to my second film, which of course is Luca Guadagnino's latest film, Call Me By Your Name. And the plot summary for this film, as I'm reading off the MIFF program guide once again, is as follows. Elio is a teenager in the early 1980s and is intending to spend the summer, as he always has, with his family at his family's stunning villa in northern Italy, swimming, playing with his friends, and soaking up the sun. But the latest research assistant to join his archaeologist father in his work inspires unexpected tremors in Elio. Oliver is handsome and aloof, and the initially irritated Elio becomes hopelessly, giddily smitten. Now, I should state off right at the back that with Luca Guadagnino, if I butchered his name, I completely apologize. If you don't know who he is, he's the filmmaker behind the Tilda Swinton film I Am Love, and as well as A Bigger Splash, which also starred Tilda Swinton, and as well as Ralph Fiennes. And those are probably, he's directed a lot of films, but those are probably his two most recent works that he's best known for. I have to admit, though, I wasn't really the biggest fan of either of those films. Not to say they were bad, but I don't know, something about them just didn't really quite resonate with me as a viewer. So I was kind of interested to see how Call Me By Your Name would work. Well, like, would this film be better than those, or would it be along the same lines? But now, having seen this film, of the films that I've seen of his so far, this is definitely, without a doubt, my favourite. I thought this Call Me By Your Name was a terrific little film that it's so beautifully handled. And what I really like about it is that it's such a great, it works as both as a coming of age story and as well as a romance. And both ways, it's just done beautifully. The performances, young Timothy Claramet, who plays the role of Elio, I've seen him in other films before, but like in smaller roles, but this is kind of like his first big major role, and I thought he did such a great job in the role of Elio, and his chemistry with Armie Hammer, who plays Oliver, was just really well done. And it's you buy their chemistry, and you also buy their sort of romance as the film goes along, and it's a very believable one. It's one that's very central and very believable, and you do feel for these guys and what they feel for each other through the film. And what I also really liked about the film, and what I guess in a way is kind of shocking, despite the sort of, like, you know, like the type of story that it is, it's not a film in terms of that it's exploring, you know, a romance between two men. Like, everyone kind of assumes the kind of, you know, what to expect from a film like that in terms of drama and stuff like that. But the interesting thing about this film, and what struck me the most, is that it's not a film that's full of major drama or even conflict. Like, it's just a believable, kind of straightforward, like, story that's done in a way that's, you know, that doesn't use drama to kind of drive the narrative or put us as an audience on edge. It's just done in a way that's, you know, that feels like life in a lot of ways. And I just thought that Luca, the director, just did such a wonderful job sort of doing that for the film. And the script, which is actually, believe it or not, written by Oscar-nominated director James Ivory, is just so beautifully well written. And it's a film that's both touching, very funny, and it's just so beautifully acted. I mean, besides Armie and Timothy, the supporting cast are all really good in their performances, particularly Michael Strahlbaug, throughout the whole film is kind of who plays Elio's father. He does a really good job, but it's not, there's a scene towards the in the third act that is just so good, and it's so incredibly moving. And I'm not going to spoil what happens in the scene, but it's such a beautiful scene, and that's both brilliantly acted and well written. And it's just a really good film. I mean, the cinematography is absolutely gorgeous. It captures the sort of northern Italian countryside extremely well, and it's one of those films that it's a film that's set in the 80s that doesn't feel overtly 80s like a lot of films over the last few years that are set there try to be. It just sort of downplays that really well, and I just thought the film just did a good job at that. But the overall film is really well done. I guess in terms of negatives to me, I guess I kind of wish there was a, even though I did like the fact that it was a film that wasn't driven by conflict or drama, I did feel like maybe it would have been, for me, it would have been even more compelling if it did have a little bit, not much, but just enough to sort of make the story even more engaging as it was. Because I know a lot of people who are at MIFF absolutely love this film, and I really like this film a lot. I think it's a great film, but I wouldn't say I loved it as much as everyone else did. But that being said, it's still a really damn great film that I definitely recommend everyone to check out. It's just really well done, and as both as a coming-of-age film and as a love story. So, yeah, so if I had to give Call Me By Your Name, oh yeah, also have to say Armie Hammer, also great, and I can definitely see him getting an Oscar nomination for his performance. He's so charismatic and very likable and absolutely charming in this film. So anyways, sorry about that. If I had to give Call Me By Your Name a rating, I give it 4 out of 5. It's really damn good. So yep, that's the end of my first audio review of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and keep a lookout very soon for my second edition, in which I'll be doing audio reviews on the documentary Nothingwood, and as well as the Australian film Australia Day. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you all then. See you guys. Bye.